This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Dude. I guess you've got a point there.
This is Sports Sunday.
Hey, Skidmark Steve.
Hey, dude.
You still just hanging out playing Nintendo?
Well, if you must know, I'm in my second year of med school, and I'm training for the summer games. What are you two up to?
Just hanging out, playing Nintendo.
A recap of the sports week, a preview of today's games, and next week's big stories.
Do you think Shaq got rich playing in Orlando? Hardly. He made his fortune moving to L.A. You know how much he makes now?
As much as he made playing in college?
What? No.
Now, here are Rashad Taylor and Joe Fisher.
What happened out there?
You know, it was a team effort, and I guess it took every player working together to lose this one.
Thanks, Doug. And so...
Hey, you want to do an interview with me?
No.
With Sports Sunday on the Odyssey app and 1080 The Fan.
Bob, in all my years of calling games, I don't think I've ever been this excited.
You're excited? Feel these nipples.
Hour number two, Football Sunday, Super Bowl Sunday, right here on 1080 The Fan. Joe Fisher, Rashad Taylor, Jordan Schultz on the ones and twos. Hope you're all doing great. Text in to the text line 503-864-6326, the Vancouver Ford text line, or tweet at us. But it is time to go to the phones because we got Big Soup, Jason Sukanik, on the phone with us on this Super Bowl Sunday. Did this last year where we had Suk and Dusty on the phone previewing the game, and so we got Big Soup again. How you doing this morning, man?
Ahoy, boys.
My guy.
How are you?
I'm doing good, and I'm coming to you from the majestic mats of Brazilian top team Damascus. So the fine people of Damascus say hello. Oh, so if you want to... You want to start your Sunday off right, you come out here and get strangled, work up an appetite, and then go home and eat and watch the game.
It's becoming your Super Bowl tradition, getting some rolling in, getting some wrestling in, and then getting ready for the big game.
Yeah, it's good. It's good to get out and move a little bit before you drink and eat yourself into a coma. Plus, it's humbling to get your ass kicked before, you know, pretending that you're some sort of like football hero expert. So it's good. It's good to get humbled.
Well, Dusty said basically the same thing, that you want to get a workout in before absolutely destroying your toilet later tonight after all the fried
makes everything flow so much better.
Yes, exactly.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
100%.
Well, Suk, I asked Dusty this, and I'd like to ask you this too, because I'm just curious. What do you think, position wise, matchup wise, what's going to be the key to the game? Is it the line of scrimmage? Is it the Eagles front, if they're going to be able to get penetration on Mahomes in that offensive line? Is it the secondary of the Chiefs being able to withhold the weapons of the Eagles? What do you think is going to be the biggest factor matchup wise in this game?
I mean, I think there's a ton in this game.
Right.
I mean, look, I think this is going to be a close game. Kansas City doesn't blow people out. They just don't.
No,
they're 18-0 in their last 18 one-score games. So I think this is going to be a one-score game. If you go back and look at their last two Super Bowls, I mean, Philly had a 10-point lead on them. The Hurts fumble, scoop and score. Sketchy holding pass interference penalty down, you know, with what, 4 minutes to play. I mean, these are close games. San Francisco, right, third down, broken protection, you know, ends up kicking a field goal. Kansas City goes down and beats them. Like, this is going to be one of those games. I mean, it's going to come down to, like most close games, it's going to come down to two or three plays. But ultimately, for me, it's Jalen Hurts. You know, if Philadelphia wins the Super Bowl, they will have averaged 188 yards throwing the football. That's the lowest of any NFL, if they were to win, any NFL champion in history.
Wow.
I mean, this is a passing league still, and they don't throw the ball well. So, you know, if you want one thing, because I can go down, you know, red zone defense is big. Kansas City is a terrible, believe it or not, red zone offense. They're not very good. They kick a lot of field goals. What does Philadelphia do really well? Red zone defense. Vic Fangio will strangle you, right, when you get down to them. So there's a million of these little things, right? You know, but the team that has the most third downs in the NFL is Philadelphia. Philadelphia lives on third down. It's not even close. The other teams around them, as far as how many third downs you get, are the Giants and the Browns. Like, getting to third down usually isn't a good thing, and yet Philly lives there. You know who's really good on third down defense? Kansas City. So, like, there's a bunch of these matchups, right, that I can point to. But if it comes down to one thing, it's Jalen Hurts. If Jalen Hurts plays the game he did 2 years ago, I think Philadelphia can win. If Jalen Hurts plays the game he did against the Commanders, which was, I thought, was the best game he's played in 2 years, I think Philadelphia can win. The question becomes, can Jalen Hurts do that against Spags' defense in the biggest moment? I would probably say no, but it's if you want one simple thing, it is that Jalen Hurts has to be, I don't know if he has to be the best player on the field, but he can't be average.
Yeah.
He just can't be average against Spags, Andy Reid, and Pat Mahomes. And, you know, if you're betting on him, it's a bold bet, because he just hasn't looked the same since that Super Bowl 2 years ago. He just hasn't. He's regressed.
Yeah, if Philly wants to win, then they definitely need Jalen Hurts to be best. But outside of Jalen Hurts, who on that Philadelphia team do you see as potentially the biggest X factor in today's game? Somebody that we're maybe not talking about as much.
Well, I mean, if you want someone that everyone's talking about, it's Saquon Barkley. They're just going to come out and run. I mean, they have to run. Like I mentioned, they live on third down. They live there. But if you want one matchup, I'm going to say it's just the Philadelphia offensive line against third down pressure. I mean, if you go back and look, I mean, look at the Bills play, right, on third down. Or actually, it was the fourth down where, you know, he throws it up to the tight end. No one does a better job on third and fourth down in pressure situations than Spags. He dials up exotic pressures. In fact, the play I was referring to in the Super Bowl last year where San Francisco ended up having to settle for the field goal was a third down exotic pressure, and the offensive line didn't pick it up. So to me, if you're going to live on third down, and Philadelphia does live on third down, as I mentioned, more third downs than any team in the NFL. You know, because they don't really throw the ball a lot. They run. So you're going to get to third down a lot. You're going to get to third and three. You're going to get to third and four. And in those situations, especially in key moments, Fags is going to dial up some exotic-looking pressure, some things that Philadelphia will not have seen throughout the course of that game. And to me, and the offensive line, pick it up. Because if you want one key denominator through this whole Chiefs run, besides Andy Reid and Pat Mahomes, it's that. It's in these big third downs. When it's third and four, third and five in the fourth quarter, and Philly is going to have to throw the ball for a big first down or in the red zone, Spags will dial up something where he is going to bring more on one side than Philadelphia will be able to pick up unless they slide their protection, unless they audible to something. Those are the moments that Philadelphia has to win. And over the last, you know, handful of years, people aren't winning those downs against Kansas City. So that I know that's not an individual matchup.
No, it's good.
But the ability to pick up pressure on third and fourth down, because Philly will go for it on fourth down too. Very aggressive.
Yeah.
Third and fourth down, watch it. When you get to those big key moments, I promise you, especially late in the game, Kansas City will bring pressure. And can you pick it up? Because if you do, again, Philadelphia wins this game. But so far, no one's been able to do that against Kansas City.
Well, and I feel like this is very similar to last year's game against the 49ers, where if you go position by position, really the only advantage that the Chiefs seem to have as far as talent level goes is quarterback, maybe kicker. But, I mean, yeah. I was doing this on Tuesday with my buddy that I do a podcast with. It was like running back. Well, you give it to the Eagles. The receiving corps, Eagles, offensive line, Eagles, defense, Eagles. Yep. So, like, is it a matter of the Chiefs and the coaching staff and the coaching difference is able to make up that difference and able to give it? Because that's basically what decided the game last year was coaching.
Yeah. I mean, you're dead on. If I were to go through, I only give them one matchup, and that's quarterback. Like you said, running back, O-line, receiver. I think D-line is close. Linebackers, secondary, I all lean Philly, and some of those are close.
Yeah.
You know, Travis Kelce versus, you know, Goddard, I think younger, but I mean, I get it. Like, it's Travis Kelce. But there's not an advantage, you get a clear advantage at any position other than quarterback. But I go back to it. Andy Reid with extra time to prepare, which is the Super Bowl. I believe he's now like, it's something silly. It's like 33-5, 33-6 in his career with extra time. So you have arguably the best big game coach that we've seen, you know, outside of, you know, Belichick. You have arguably the best quarterback we've seen since Tom Brady, and maybe after this, including Tom Brady of all time. No one's better in clutch moments in third and fourth down than Pat Mahomes. And I think you have the best defensive coordinator in big moments. So, yeah, I do think it's an element of coaching. I think it's an element of Kansas City is 100% comfortable playing in the margins. And when you get to this level and you're talking about, you know, these sorts of games, it really comes down to one or two plays. Go back to any close Super Bowl that you know, it's one or two plays. And Kansas City wins those plays. They just win in the margins. They don't blow you out. They're not some sort of juggernaut. No one's going to look at this team and be like, oh, my God, there's 9 Hall of Famers on it. There's not. You got Kelce, you got Chris Jones, and you got Mahomes are kind of all-timers. Outside of that, it's a collection of solid players. It's very much reminiscent of the New England Patriots. And you look at those Patriot teams, outside of Tom Brady, where's the stars on that? I mean, okay, you know, you had Richard Seymour's, or, you know, you had a Rodney Harrison, you know, 1 year Randy Moss had a win with Randy, Gronk. But it's not a team full of all-timers. It was a team of all-timer with unbelievable coaching and discipline, and that's Kansas City. Just winning the margins.
So I got to ask you, especially as one of the great offensive linemen from the Northwest over here, man, how will the Chiefs' offensive line hold up against this really, really solid Eagles defensive front?
It's weird to me because you go back to the Super Bowl where they lost to the Buccaneers, everyone got hurt. But they just find ways. I mean, they have been an albatross out at left tackle. And this is their third left tackle they've been to. And what did they do? They took an all-pro left guard and kicked him out to left tackle, who, by the way, doesn't play tackle. And in the playoffs, he's been hammer, lights out. It's just weird. I don't know what sort of magic they brew up, but it just seems in these games this doesn't affect them. But I would think that would be something I would keep an eye on, because Philly's defensive line, Brandon Graham's going to come back. And I know they'll only situational play him in third downs, but I mean, there's another, again, a guy that's probably going to the Hall of Fame. Philly's D line should be able to give Kansas City problems. I don't think Kansas City, who doesn't run the ball particularly well anyways, they're not going to be able to run. And I do think you're going to have some moments there where Philly's defensive line, especially interior, if you click Tooney out from left guard out to tackle because they don't have another choice, I would think Jordan Davis and, Jalen Carter, who are right now two of the best defensive tackles in the NFL, I would assume that especially Jalen Carter plays over that left guard and picks on him and forces Creed Humphrey to help that way. So I do think if you're Philly and Vic Fangio, that is an element. I do think that they are going to be able to pick on Kansas City a little bit, get him into obvious passing situations, and then can you get Patrick Mahomes off the field? And again, something I mentioned earlier, keep an eye on it. Kansas City is a really bad red zone offense. You think Kansas City is so efficient, but they're not. This is not a good red zone team this year. And Philly's defense is top three in the league. So that's huge. If Philly can keep them out of the end zone and keep them kicking field goals, those are big, big moments for this Philly defense.
All right, and last question. I got to ask, what's on the Super Bowl menu? Are you doing a fast food buffet like you did on New Year's Eve, where it was Wingstop, Taco Bell, yeah, McDonald's? Basically like when Trump had the Clemson football team in after their championship. Yeah. You going that route, or are you classing up a little bit more?
We call those the Talladega Nights
right
deal. Where we have the delicious.
I've been slaving over this for hours.
Bell. Yeah, we do that. No, I think we're doing what does the BTJ have on? I think we're doing pot roast grilled cheese sandwiches, which are unbelievable. She does a spicy horseradish sauce. Mm. We're doing a hodgepodge. So we get, because I wanted the pot roast sandwiches. She's doing her spam fried rice. You got a little Asian flavor in there. And then we're doing a Japanese fried chicken. So we got a little.
Ooh, some karage, huh?
Karage, yeah. So we got a little. We got a little bit of everything, but it's just, just me sitting on the couch. We're not doing it's harder for me to do parties and stuff. I usually take out my little yellow pad and I kind of just jot down notes, and I actually just like watching the game. Parties, I can't do parties. I'm too old.
I'm right there with you, bud.
I like being on the couch and having my food. So, and she's a good cook. So like I said, I'll get my rolls in here, and then I'll go home and just start eating some rice.
Also, completely random question. I feel like we talked about a couple months ago. You say you got a buddy that lives at Tethro or lives near Tethro?
Yes, he lives. Well, he lives. They're reciprocal courses. He lives on Broken Top, which is, if you've ever been out there, they split. They split the course. Like I don't know how to say it. Like, if you hit the ball on a fairway and it goes left, you went from Broken Top, you end up in Tethro and vice versa. So he lives on Broken Top. He lives on the putting green at Broken Top, but then you can just go over and it's a reciprocal. You can play Tethro over there. And Tethro is a kick in the nuts.
Well, I'm going there March, which I don't know if I'm going to be golfing because I don't know what the weather is going to be like and all that, but I will be going back in June. But I was going to say, all right, if that's the case, then you know me, I like to ball on a budget. So if any I looked at the the green fees for Tethro and I was like, oh boy, all right.
I think we can probably help you out at least with Brent. Trust me, like no shots, but neither one of us is a scratch golfer. You don't want to play Tethro. Go play Broken Top.
I have heard from many people that playing Tethro, it is you play it and you never want to play it again.
If you
I'm not
are
trying to be frustrated like that,
if you are not a stick, Tethro is tough. So Broken Top is a much, much, much. Actually, I actually think it's a more enjoyable course. Anyways, we can make Broken Top happen, and you'll save some balls. You'll thank me.
Yes. Well, because of my giant bucket of balls from last year at the Fan Golf Classic, I got plenty of them, so I'm good to go.
Got a lot of balls, Joe.
You'll need them if you go pay Tethro. That place is like whenever I go out there, like very once in a while, we'll get a wild air and we'll decide to go play, and then we're like, why did we do this?
Well, thanks for jumping on. And yes, we will talk more about Broken Top, Tethro, all that. But appreciate you jumping on today, dude, and enjoy the game today.
All right. Have a good Super Bowl, boys.
All right. See you soon. Jason Sakanik, obviously you know him, Monday through Friday, primetime, 3-7, all that good stuff. Loved getting him to talk about football because, you listen to primetime. It jumps around from in the news and club, and you'll get some segments. But when you get him going about football, it's the dude's got to
tell he's in his happy place. He's locked in about football, which is awesome.
He's locked in. All right, take a break. Come back to it. Preview the game a little bit more. Football Sunday, Super Bowl Sunday, right here on 1080 The Fan.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3, plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
How many hours we got until kickoff, boys? What is it? I'm
trying to do the math.
Five?
5 hours and 9 minutes?
5 hours and
well,
nine
it's gonna,
minutes.
It's going to blow by.
Five hours and like 19 minutes. Kickoff is not going to be at 3:19
or 29 minutes.
Yeah. As soon as we wrap up here, and I don't live too far away, but by the time I get home and I look at the clock, I'm like, damn, this 11:50? Like, when did that happen? Like, so time moves so fast as soon as we wrap up here. Yeah, and then you got to go to the, I don't know if you guys have already done your prep work and left the store.
No.
Yeah.
I got to go.
Absolutely not.
Got to go get the pizza.
The store's going to be crazy.
And I'm sure that the store full of dips and jalapeno poppers is going to be nuts.
As far as the cream cheese, that's what I'm worried about. That's what I'm going to need for my jalapeno popper filling. That it's going
to
be.
Go to the Safeway over here before as
we leave. I got an extra one, bro. Just stop by my house on the way to Wilhelmina.
Yeah. I'm here for the cream cheese.
That would be, my wife would be like, what? She'd be fine with it. It'd just be like, why does Joe need cream cheese?
I heard you have cream cheese.
Lots of it.
I don't know if Super Bowl Sunday, I'm trying to think back to my high school Safeway working days, because there were certain days of the year where the shopping was insane. It was a madhouse. I would say the Saturday before, I mean, today's still going to be rough, but it's the day before that was always the absolute madhouse, I'd say.
I was at Costco yesterday. it was mad ass.
Oh, yeah.
It was absolutely stupid. And
I don't know. Day
I don't
of,
wish it upon anybody.
Day of anything, any major food thing. So, you know, we all know Super Bowl is the second biggest day of food consumption outside of Thanksgiving, you know, here in the United States. And we all kind of know that at this point. So expect your stores to be super crowded. And that's the thing. Like anytime, like the day of Thanksgiving, I can expect the store to be crowded. The day of the Super Bowl, it's like I don't even want to go. So I try to get things that I don't have to weigh, like produce and stuff like that if I need that. I try to get stuff in the package so this way I can take it to the electronics part and pay for everything right there.
I'm sure plumbers are having a good week after this, though.
Oh, man, the best week. The best week. Who do you think, what job do you think, honestly, kind of benefits most from the Super Bowl?
Ooh.
So DoorDash delivers.
I mean, this is the biggest pizza delivery day of the year.
So anybody that's delivering food today is getting paid.
Big tips, big business for pizza companies.
I'd say doctors the day after the Super Bowl. I mean, I'm sure the ER might be filled up at nighttime with people that are just absolutely just S-ing themselves.
We know about the baby boom. I don't know if that's going to, you know, increase business in like the week after the Super Bowl, as opposed to like 9 months. But the winning city,
especially usually, the one whoever won,
yeah usually has a big old explosion of births.
A lot of kids named Patrick and Jalen.
Well, and this is exactly why we don't need the Eagles to win. Because do you really want more Philly fans being, you know, like, do you want an increase in?
Show everybody your shirt, like, Joe.
No, but I also...
No, Joe. Show everybody your shirt.
I am wearing an Eagle shirt today.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's show that. Supporting Nick Sirianni.
Yeah.
And all the fans that want him fired stupidly. I like
Joe
that.
Joe doesn't care about you, Cowboy fans. He's already moved on.
To be fair, it is an Adidas golf
shirt. Doesn't matter.
It's got an eagle. It's got a couple like irons and wedges and a driver and its talons.
If I wore a shirt with a big blue star on it, you'd be like, huh.
Maybe it's a reverse.
Finally came around. Huh?
Maybe I did it because of a reverse jinx thing, you know?
Maybe.
It is technically Cowboys colors, too. There's, you know, white and blue.
No, I mean, that's kind of like a mashup. It's okay.
Yeah, we don't want the Eagles winning today. Plain and simple.
I kind of tend to lean a little bit towards Dusty's. Like, as a Patriots fan, this is being selfish at this point. Like, I don't want Patrick Mahomes to win. I don't want him. Like, I feel like he's already won enough for a career. And so for him to have one more feather in his cap at this point would just be really, really frustrating. And so I'll be honest, I like Patrick Mahomes' daddy more than I like him.
I feel like people's, I'm sure you do.
Why you say that? Why you say it like that?
Because he's cool. He's a nice guy.
Yeah, he's an awesome dude. Patrick seems
You're a big Jackson fan, too.
No, Jackson, again, Jackson can go away, like all the way away.
Yeah, he made up a little bit for it by shielding that kid last year during the parade.
That's true.
Yeah, okay.
I'll give him that.
Bit.
He's got a heart.
Just wait until he jumps on the Tweaker remix with Jello or something like that.
Gosh.
Oh, God.
Are we not going to get that? You're just not going to play it for us, Jordan?
Can we get a Jello Tweaker remix featuring
have it in the system.
Jackson Mahomes, please?
No, I'm not going to put it in.
That will set the world on fire. Yeah. I mean, speaking of Lil Wayne, I mean, we still got to figure out who's going to be the surprise guest appearance at the Super Bowl halftime show.
We know it's going to be SZA. We know that's
kind of
leaked that.
It's a matter of who's the surprise, though.
Well, Diddy can't allegedly force any artists to show up now that he's in jail. So if y'all haven't dive into that, because everybody allegedly is connected to Diddy. And I'm talking deaths back to the 90s.
Yeah.
Heard Rashad. He's been to some of those freak offs.
I got invited once. I was like, no, I'm good. Not
you were there
my cup
for
of
the
tea.
Pre-party?
Yeah. I mean, listen, like a lot of people went to the party. Diddy threw some of the apparently some of the best parties
ever. Well, but
ever.
then there was the 1 a.m. start of the after party.
The post-celebration that they had.
Here's
after.
Rashad with the cover-up.
Like I said, and not for real, if I'd have been invited to a Diddy White party in the 90s, yes, I'm absolutely going.
Absolutely.
Sure.
And then promptly left after it was going down.
After you see everything else, like, up, Cole.
That's
like,
an awful lot
looks
of
like
baby
my ride is
oil.
Here.
What's,
looks like my taxi's here.
Actually, guys, the whole baby oil thing, there's a very insidious reason that he allegedly could have had the baby oil.
Playing slip and slide?
No, not quite, but there have been so many deep dives and podcasts into this. I don't want to go into it here because we're a sports show.
Everybody has a documentary about and everything, you know, so.
I was trying to find the novelty bets, and then we ended up diving into
No, I think it's going to be, I mean, a lot of people said, what if it's Drake?
There are odds on Drake.
They have a lot of song records. They have a lot of records.
I'm trying to find it. They have, what, two?
They have like four or five.
Why is the MVP?
Drake and Kendrick?
Yeah, they got a few.
Why is the MVP under novelty bets on Bovada? That sounds stupid. That's not a novelty bet. That's an actual outcome of the game.
Yeah, I'm trying to find...
Dr. Dre?
Well, they had a list of all the different possible... I mean, Taylor Swift was on the list.
He has a record with Taylor Swift?
Yeah, Bad Blood. That goes. I love his verses
that. Would be... Actually, that's... That's probably the one.
She's baby, already now gonna, we got bad
she's
blood.
Already gonna be there. That's one of her biggest songs and had
used to be
on
bad
it.
Love.
So
please stop. I beg you, Joe.
And with Kansas City being
you made
in
a
the
really
Super Bowl,
deep cut.
See, Joe knows the words, so I don't know. I know the bad blood part, but outside of that, like I forgot Kendrick was on that record.
Oh yeah, it goes. I listened to it the other day.
So yeah, so I'm going to go ahead and say it's either Taylor or it's going to be like Dr. Dre. Or
I heard
like
Janet. Dre was just there a couple of years ago when it was at Super Bowl.
So was
LA.
Kendrick.
That's true. He was.
Wait
a second. Wow. How about that? Good for him. Two Super Bowl performances for Kendrick.
I don't know if that's happened. Justin Timberlake performed once with NSYNC. Like that. Guess that counts.
What a comeback it would be if Janet Jackson's there, though. I mean,
that would be great.
What are we? Are we 20, 25 years past the. The pasty
staged.
I'm not sure the NFL would allow that, frankly, because of the concert conversations.
Kendrick does it again.
Yeah.
Rips it off.
Well,
and there's
you mean JT. Kendrick. Oh, he's going to rip it off. I was like, they're going to let JT back to rip that off? What
yeah,
the
bring
hell?
Them both
Kendrick
back.
Does have a song that kind of
it samples.
Samples Janet Jackson. So
and that has Drake in it.
That has Drake. So
that's
I mean,
Poetic Justice.
Happen.
Yeah. Poetic Justice has a sample from Janet Jackson and Drake. Book it.
Parlay. Book it. That's what's going to happen.
Parlay a Drake and Janet Jackson.
Put $1,000 on it.
All right. I got to find the list of these novelty bets. One, because maybe we want to bet on these. And two, to the final Who Do You Love of the football season, where I will take my place on the throne. I think I need to look at the math and see if there's any statistical way that one Jordan Schultz can usurp my reign. But I don't think that's going to happen. But again, get your bets ready. Get ready to lose some Monopoly money. Maybe Rashad can make it respectable at the end. You know, finish the season strong. Do a little Blazers type finish to Who Do You Love. You know, yeah, win 9 of his last 10 or whatever.
Yeah.
But
anything's possible. Let's make it happen.
Let's wrap up our final Who Do You Love of the Year. But first, Jordan Schultz, SportsCenter Update.
Who do you love? Rashad and Joe share their predictions and look back at last week to see if they still love their picks. It's time for Who Do You Love? Part of Sports Sunday on 1080 The Fan.
Final Who Do You Love of the football season. Going to take a look at the standings. And I haven't looked at these for, 2 weeks ever since the conference championship weekend. But what Jordan needed from me was to go 0-3. He needed me to go 0-3. And that's exactly what I did in conference championship week. I took Commanders to cover. didn't happen. Not even close. Took Bills money line. Did not happen. And Josh Allen anytime touchdown. Did not happen. So Joe Fish gets the 0-3 week that Jordan Schultz needed so desperately to get me to 27-23-1. Rashad, you went 1-2.
It's not important. We can move on.
We got the Chiefs to cover. You took Oklahoma City Thunder to cover against the Blazers that day.
And I'll be damned.
And they did
I'll
not.
I'll be damned.
Wow.
And then you took the Eagles Commanders under 46.5. The Eagles hit the over by themselves. So
Rashad, not the game I was expecting.
Rashad goes 1-2.
Not the game I was expecting.
19-28-1 on the season. And then Jordan Schultz, he needed a 3-0 week. That did not happen.
Of course it didn't. Are you kidding me?
You did hit on the Josh Allen, Saquon Barkley combined parlay touchdown. That was the one you did hit.
Yay.
And then Chiefs -2 did not hit. Wait, I'm sorry. They won by how many against the Bills?
I thought that they did. That was a cover.
Hold on a sec. And actually, maybe that I color-coded this wrong, because now that I'm thinking about it, Josh Allen did not score in that. Yes, the Chiefs did cover. Excuse me. Josh Allen did not
have
a touch. So that was the correct one. Sorry, I just color-coded him wrong here on the on my spreadsheet. So that hit, the Allen-Barkley combined touchdown did not hit. And then Terry McLaurin, anytime touchdown.
Nope.
That did not hit. So you go 1-2 on the week, bringing you to 22, 27-2, which means, regardless of what happens today, I am your 2025 Who Do You Love segment champion.
Well,
thank you. Thank you. Well, stop. Ladies, please put your tops back on. It's all right. Thank you.
It's huge.
It's a good win. You know, we went out there, we gave it 110%, you know, put up a good game plan. I have to thank God, first and foremost of all. And that's where I'm going with my first bet in Who Do You Love. If you look up the prop bets, one of the prop bets is who does the first player that they interview, who do they think first? And God right now at plus 200, I'm locking it in. Yeah, God has had a huge year in football.
That's a good one.
It seems like everybody is thanking God first and foremost. Then it goes teammates, dudes, coaches. Everywhere. It's everyone. Yeah. It's everyone. God is undefeated this year. I want God's betting ticket, all right? Because that dude is just locked in. He's one of the best sports bettors out there. God plus 200, first thank you from the Super Bowl MVP. And that is the bet, the Super Bowl MVP. Who do they think first? I'm going with God. All praise to the Most High.
I'm going to take a couple prop bets as well. First one I'm going to take is Dallas Goedert for 49.5 receiving yards. I guess 90%, 97% of the bets and 98% of the bets handles are on the over. I think I'm going to go with, I'm going to say under 49.5. I think he's going to have a big game. No, yeah. I think he's going to have a big game, but I think it's going to be in these little small spurts. So, yeah, 49.5.
Goddard, over 49.5, locked in. Rushing yards, right?
Receiving yards. Come on, bro. Don't try to play me, because I think about it for a second. I was like, they could run some trick plays with Goddard today. Like, if there's any day that you're going to run a trick play, it might be today.
And all the Jets sweep to Goddard, and there he goes. All right, Jordan, what's your first bet?
I'm going easy. First bet's going to be Kansas City, -1. I think that they're going to be on the side of the pick'em winners, of course. I just don't think they can be beat, and they're going to be slicing and dicing, like I said, in the first hour with Pat Mahomes scrambling all over the place and little short passes, and then they'll probably throw a nice little 25-yard touchdown pass to Travis Kelce in there as well. So Chiefs, -1 today. Lock it in.
Chiefs, -1. Again, there's part of me that wants to kind of stick on this prop bet train, because this is it's the Super Bowl.
I got two great prop bets coming up for you.
I mean, it is the one time of year where you can bet on things like, is Lil Wayne going to be a guest appear on the Super Bowl? He said he's not going to even be there. So right now, I don't think that looks like a good bet. But you can bet on people like Doechii, who just won Grammy for Best Rap Album of the Year. You can bet on Future. You can bet on Janet Jackson showing up, Eminem, ASAP Rocky, Anderson .Paak, Beyonce, +900. Drake, +3,500. Drake is on the bet sheet, +3,500 for him to show up at the Super Bowl halftime show. But I will not go there. I am going to go with Gatorade color.
It's good. Love that one.
It's a classic. It's a Super Bowl classic. I want to say that yellow/green has jumped up to be the betting favorite. Purple was initially the betting favorite.
Purple was Andy Reid last time in last year's Super Bowl, I believe. So
everybody likes cool Mountain Blue, huh?
Yeah. What is the goat Gatorade flavor? Because I think it's Glacier Freeze.
Glacier Freeze is pretty good.
I like Cool Blue.
Cool Blue and Glacier Freeze. Cool Blue, I feel, has got a little bit too much of that like sugary taste to it.
I'm a Fierce Melon guy. I think Fierce Melon is the best flavor.
You strike me as a cucumber lime.
I tried it once and will never try it again.
I like the teal kind. It's like a Glacier something. It's not the Glacier Freeze, but it's like just slightly more teal than the blue one. It's so good.
I'm going to lock in orange Gatorade, though. I'm going to go with the orange Gatorade. It's the most common choice. I feel like it is the one that appeases people the most. I feel like one of my least favorite Gatorade Powerade flavors, red, the cherry or fruit
Powerade
punch,
wasn't
or fruit
great
punch.
Anyway.
Fruit punch flavored Gatorade, way too salty. Like, and I know that all of them have extra sodium in there to replace those electrolytes. The red one, by far, is the saltiest of all the Gatorade flavors.
If you're going to drink Gatorade after a workout or after something when it's hot, lemon lime is the way to go. If you're going to really, you know, drink it just for, you know, like, if you're drinking for fun, then you're drinking your blue or your green or whatever color you like. But if you're drinking because you just, I just worked out or it's super hot outside, lemon lime Gatorade is the one.
Do NFL teams have different flavors of Gatorade on the sidelines, or is it all just like one flavor? I mean, we're getting kind of deep in the weeds here, but like, what does the equipment manager do? Because I've seen them prepare, like, for instance, a dugout for baseball. It's all one flavor, and then they got water as well. But
I'm sure they go multiple flavors. I know that some of the, I don't know what you call them, equipment managers or Gatorade managers, they like to get a little creative and start mixing them and creating different flavors and stuff. I heard that's something that they do. But yeah, I'm going classic orange. Classic orange. What if it was like an outside Super Bowl and they go chicken broth bath?
Gross.
That'd be, I'd be dumb. Tasty. Like
soup for the rest of the day?
Warm.
Yeah, no thank you. don't pour nothing warm on me.
I know they do that in cold weather games. They'll have, you know, the Gatorades, but then they also have, like, sometimes they'll do some coffee, but also some broth that you can
dump
fill
warm,
up on.
Warm tea on somebody? Like, okay.
Cool.
Just, yeah.
And Andy Reid gets third-degree burns after the Super Bowl. I'm sure he would be drinking. He'd be wringing out his jacket of that chicken broth just into a glass, drinking
douse
it.
Douse Andy Reid in gravy.
Yeah.
He'd love some nuggies. Give me some nuggy juice.
I'll douse him in some KFC gravy. He would absolutely love that. So I've got one for the Swifties. So I'm going under 6.5 Taylor Swift shown on TV.
Oh, it's 6.5.
It's 6.5.
I was trying to guess.
I'm going under.
I was trying to guess what that was on Tuesday. And yes, I think I put 5.5, but
it depends on how many catches Travis Kelce has.
So, you're going Taylor Swift under or over?
I'm going to go over. As I think about it, it's like,
that's a lot.
Travis Kelce's going to catch a lot of balls more than likely. And so I think they're going to show her every single time he does something well.
So Taylor Swift over 6.5.
So come on 7.
All right. All right. I feel, all right.
They love Taylor Swift, man.
It's typed in. It's locked in. Jordan, your second bet.
So I'm going national anthem. This is one I usually like to focus in on, the length of the national anthem.
John Baptiste?
Yes, John Baptiste.
John Baptiste,
and I do. I do believe I picked Lady Gaga to go over last year, and I nailed that one.
Did you have her jumping off of the stadium?
Did not
as a prop bet by chance.
No, unfortunately, I did not. No, but the cool thing about this is usually you can go find past performances on, you know, YouTube, and you obviously don't know what this performance is going to look like. But
I got the last four for you.
There
last year, Reba's was 102 seconds hitting the under. The previous three all went over. Chris Stapleton went over.
Mm-hmm.
Mickey Guyton, who I don't know who that is, 108 seconds. That hit the over.
Mm-hmm.
So very short, but still hit the
hit
over.
The over.
And then 3 years ago, 4 years ago, Eric Church and Jasmine Sullivan, they hit the over. So
I'm pulling the Gaga one out of my butt then. That's from a few years ago.
So three of the last four hit the over, but last year's Reba, that was an under.
Well, I'm not even thinking of the last Super Bowl performances. I'm thinking of Batista's previous performances. He performed the anthem at a tennis match. He performed it at the 2017 All-Star Game.
You
can go
and
find
film.
Those. And usually, even with, and the rule here is, let's see, I think it is from the first note sung till the last note played or sung. So it's like whatever instrumental ends. And anytime you see that, it's under 2 minutes. I'm going under 120.5 seconds here. I think it's going to be a good one.
That's a good one.
Under 20.5.
120.5. So 2 minutes and half a second, basically.
Okay. National anthem.
So two minutes is a winner. 201 is a loser.
Under 120.5. All right. And my last bet, I will actually go to football. I will go to the game itself. And I'm not going to mess with any spreads. I am just going to go straight up Chiefs money line. I believe that I'm going to go against what I did last year. Last year, I took the 49ers to win it all. I took the more talented roster, and that did not work out. The Chiefs are Thanos, man. They are inevitable. They got all the Infinity Stones. They make they just snap their fingers, and boom, here comes the flag out of nowhere. 15-yard phantom call. They got the coaching advantage. They got the quarterback advantage. Those two things, to me, outweigh or make up the difference of the talent factor that the Eagles have. Very intrigued to see. Again, it's just there's so many different factors in this game where I can't wait to see what happens because I want to see what gives. Like, is it as Suk was saying, like, is it the Eagles able to stop them in the red zone and being able to make the Chiefs have to settle for 3 instead of 7? Is it a matter of Jalen Hurts? Is he going to have the game of his life and ball out and have over 300 yards and 4 touchdowns like he did in the Super Bowl 2 years ago? I just can't wait to see what happens in this game. But I do believe the Chiefs pull it out in a very close, great game. Absolute classic Chiefs money line for my last bet.
Joe, no. Do not fall trap to this Vegas sportsbook odds trap here because it is a 1-point spread. That's a pick 'em. You're saying that you want the worse odds, minus 117, instead of saying Kansas City will win by 1, which is the only point total that you could win by. You're getting minus 105 odds to do that. So do not pick the money line. Pick Kansas City -1 here. You're literally losing 12 whatevers of juice if you pick the straight up money line, at least as it's being bet right now. That's a bad trap.
That is going to be the first time that someone scores half a point. And of course, it's going to happen to the Chiefs.
It's going
to
be the Chiefs.
No, and they're going to win 27.5 to 27.
I've done the same thing that you've done, and I've caught myself being an idiot. I just wanted to like, hey, no, PSA, guys, don't do that to yourselves.
No, you're absolutely your right. You are absolutely right, Jordan, that when it's that close. I will not actually be betting any money today.
Okay, so, well, that's... put something down, man.
I hear you. I should not be a coward on this one.
I'm really torn because my heart is saying, man, go with the Eagles. My brain is telling me, man, the Chiefs are going to win this game because they're the Chiefs and because they have the referees and they have the world, you know, kind of at their, you know, beckoning call. So I don't know, man. But, you know, if the Chiefs are Thanos, then I think Saquon can be Iron Man. You know, he was the one that eventually kind of, you know, bought Thanos to his knees. So
And then died.
So maybe this is all we see from the Chiefs. But I want to go
Eagles
ahead.
The Eagles cease to exist after this game.
I want to go ahead and say I'm going for the underdog. So I'm pulling for the Eagles. I'm not, you know, to win straight up. Obviously, they're the one, like I said, 1-point game. That's a pick 'em. Like, you know, you can really go either way. That's how.
Yeah, DraftKings still has it at 1.5.
Yeah, that's
okay.
That's
well, I'm on Bovada, and they're at 1. And ESPN bet.
Well, sir, that is illegal, and you will be seeing the
either
authorities.
Way. You're talking 1-2 points. You're talking a possession. You know, you're talking a field goal. You're talking. It's going to be a matter of inches. You know, in this game, and I think that's how it's going to go. But I think the Eagles have enough to make it happen today. So I'm going with the Eagles.
Well, I strongly disagree.
Of course you do.
For the sake of my life, my football fandom, very well could be the worst month of my football fandom with the Buckeyes winning and the Eagles winning.
In an Eagle shirt.
Adidas shirt with an eagle on it.
Philadelphia Eagles logo.
Jordan, last bet.
I got to go Saquon here. Philly's going to be feeding both Jalen Hurts and Saquon Barkley as far as running the ball. It's one of their best offensive tools. The Chiefs' run defense has been good, but coming into the postseason, not so good. They gave up 150 yards to the Texans in the divisional round, about 150 to the Bills. I think Saquon, his over-under rushing total is 111.5. I say he hits the over there. It's probably going to be closer than people think, but like I said, they're going to be feeding him the ball. So Saquon over 111.5 yards.
All right. Those are our final bets. I'm going with God being thanked first by the Super Bowl MVP, Orange Gatorade Bath, and Chiefs Moneyline. Rashad, Dallas Goedert over 49.5 receiving yards. Taylor Swift over 6.5 appearances in Eagles money line. And Jordan Schultz, Kansas City -1. Jordan, I will give you the half if you want it. That doesn't even do anything
don't need
for you.
It.
Well, no, that makes it worse.
I know.
I was like, no. Yeah, no, don't give me the half.
National anthem under 120.5 seconds, and Saquon 111.5 rushing yards. We wrap up the show, the Super Bowl Sunday, Football Sunday show, next here on 1080 The Fan. All right. The final waning moments of the final Football Sunday of the year. Taking a look at our poll questions that were posted earlier. Wings is the GOAT Super Bowl food, according to the voters. 38.9% of the vote. Pizza coming in second at 25.3%. Booze made a comeback and is tied nachos at 17.9%.
Yeah, I think more and more people are kind of going without drinking a lot of times. So,
yeah.
You know, I think booze is starting to fall slowly off the...
The herb, you know, is what the kids like nowadays.
People like, weed and so
smoking
much
that devil's lettuce.
No, it's actually adults that don't want to drink anymore. Like, non-alcoholic beverages are becoming cool.
Nerds.
And it's like, it is the hot thing to have a beer-looking drink.
I like
that's not
my
actually
beer without alcohol.
Pretty much. Mm. That's where we're at now.
Mm. Who's just drinking beer without alcohol, though? Like, because alcohol is not tasty.
I got friends that do that.
Yeah, it has to be. Like, there's, you know.
If you like the taste of beer, but, yeah, you can't get all effed
up. Do you guys like the taste of beer?
Some,
yeah.
But like, I know that I'm getting the alcohol part of it, too, which is why I like to drink it.
I mean, literally, Miller High Life with those bubbles, like, it makes the taste better. Like, I love that, like,
you're
champagne
high life. You really are a high life guy.
Oh, my God. That's and then a good IPA, you know, or a Deschutes Mere Pond is up my alley as well.
I'm an MGD guy. It's been a long time since I've really had, like, beer at all, but I'm a purist. Like I said, I'm an MGD guy.
Well, you know that MGD is actually just Miller High Life.
That is one of the worst beers of all time.
I disagree.
No, Miller Genuine Draft is literally Miller High Life, but made for a keg. Because you pasteurize Miller High Life, right, to serve it in the bottle. Miller Genuine Draft is not pasteurized.
We've talked about this. I'm pretty sure that, like, on multiple lists, MGD shows up as a top five worst beer of all time.
I don't care what people say. I liked Mickey's, too.
Yeah, Miller Genuine Draft shows up as one of the worst, but High Life is always.
You get yourself a Steel Reserve, too.
I would do Steel Reserve. It's gross, but yeah, I would do a Steel Reserve.
Worst rated beers in the world, according to Beer Advocate, Budweiser Select 55.
Well, yeah, that is ass. I've had it.
Natty Light is number two.
College days, yeah.
Let's see. I'm going to look up Genuine. Okay, this one, Miller Genuine Draft at 44.
Yeah, see, no, it's, and that's only beer. Because it's the non-pasteurized version of the High Life. That's why.
Non-pasteurized.
Well, yeah, no, that's the literal difference. If you look at Miller Genuine Draft and Miller High Life,
I usually hear that term with, like, milk.
But that's, everything is pasteurized. Otherwise, y'all are going to get sick. There was an Odwalla, like, outbreak of E. coli back in the day here in the 90s.
Don't get all science-y with me.
No, because of apples falling on the ground, you have to pasteurize everything you consume, otherwise some bacteria sneaks in there.
Big science guy. No, Jordan Schultz.
Like, Ryan. I don't drink beer anymore, but if I did, give me a cold MGD.
And the final poll question: who wins Super Bowl LIX, Eagles or Chiefs? Right now the poll question says Eagles 51.3%, Chiefs 48.8%. Final predictions: I am going Chiefs. As I said earlier, 27.5 to 27. Somehow, first time ever, half point. Now I'm going to go Chiefs 27-23. That's what I said earlier in the week. I'm going to stick with my guns.
I'm going Eagles 27-24.
31-28 Chiefs.
31-28. Ain't that about a bitch that the Chiefs don't score more than 30? They scored 30 points once all season, and then the last two games of the year,
they would just top it.
Yeah, 32 and 31. They would pull something like that. I will say go Chiefs. For the greater good, win, and don't let there be more Eagles fans produced in the.
That's an eagle, right? I don't know.
I don't think eagles caw. I think they sort of screech.
I can't do that. So.
Yeah, I think something like that. C H I E F S, go Chiefs. That's all I'm saying. For the greater good. And I hope we get a good halftime show.
I mean.
Greatest rapper of all time is going to be performing, so.
Well, unless Biggie is back, then no, that's true.
Rashad Taylor, thank you as always.
My guy, always fun.
Jordan Schultz, thank you as always.
Love you guys. Love you all out there. Enjoy your Super Bowl Sunday.
Should be fun.
Thank you, Dusty. Thank you, Suk, for jumping on for a seggy to talk about the game. And thank you all for listening to our final football Sunday of the season. Bittersweet. Bittersweet.
It's always sad, but we'll be okay.
But
we'll
see y'all again. And we will be back next week at 9 a.m. We will see you then. Peace.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
sleeper. Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.